3. When is discipline necessary? A Christian disciple is someone who follows Jesus Christ. Discipleship in the local church involves church members helping one another follow Jesus. Members do this through formation and correction. They teach the good and correct the bad. They encourage one another toward the right path and help keep one another off the wrong path. Along these lines, a Christian's need for correction should make sense to us. A basic part of being a Christian is admitting that we are finite and fallen. We can be both unaware and self-deceived. Therefore, we need other believers to help us know when we have stepped off the path of discipleship. I remember having a conversation about my income taxes with another elder in my church, Jamie. Somewhere in the conversation, Jamie mentioned something about paying taxes on the rental income that my wife and I were receiving from the person living in our basement. The very second that Jamie said the words, rental income, the thought popped into my head. Wait a second, rental income? I need to pay taxes on those rent checks, don't I? Effectively, I had been stealing from the United States government, and I didn't know it. I had departed from the path of discipleship and was failing to represent Jesus, who said we should pay our taxes to Caesar. Therefore, as a Christian, I had no choice but to go back and open up the previous year's taxes and pay the additional money. As Christians who admit we are finite and fallen, we can also admit that there may be many areas in which our lives are out of step with Jesus. The solution, then, is to begin opening up our lives to other members of the church. They can then help us see what we cannot immediately see about ourselves. And that's what discipline is all about, helping one another grow in Christlikeness by correcting sin. I don't know if Jamie meant to discipline me, but thankfully that's what he was doing. When shall we say?